I fly into Gullivan, and the cargo on my plane includes several boxes of donated food. They come for the search and rescue crew from villages as far as Kotzebue and Bethel. The Alaska State Troopers pulled out of the search for Mike last week, and the operation is now entirely volunteer and donation. Still, more communities have joined. Most of the search team has departed with the rising sun by the time I arrive at the Chinook Eskimo community. The center has served as a sort of home base, but I am lucky enough to talk with Bruce Francisco of Bethel Search and Rescue, who is still gearing up when I arrive. Bruce operates the ROV, Remote Underwater Vehicle.
It is an underwater submarine run on a game controller, and we got a 100-foot tether, and we have sonar and camera and a pincher that will help us grab. And we have screws lagged into the pincher.
Bruce uses a joystick operating system, which is then attached to the ROV by the heavy tether. The camera and sonar from the ROV can take pictures up to 300 feet in front of it. While someone like Bruce must be operating the joystick to control the submarine, another must be looking at a dual-screen laptop that shows sonar images on one screen and pictures from the underwater camera on the other. Also getting ready was Joyce Lee of Mountain Village, who joined the search with her husband, Douglas. Douglas operates the camera. Joyce explained that her husband had to take several classes in order to be certified to use the equipment.
This morning he told me this year is like his 22nd year. He's supposed to retire, but because he knows a lot about that ROV he kept being called into. So he's just basically dropping what he's doing at home and come and do his work.
But when I arrive, it is probably the chainsaws arriving from NOATAC that get the most attention. The search team is mapping out a grid on the bay, using GPS and then drilling lines with the chainsaws through the ice. The team drags hooks through those grids to see if it can bring anything up. Here is Bruce again.
With a drag bar, we got links welded onto a piece of pipe and got lines around the cradle and running a line off the top and got chains that are welded on and we got hooks that are tied onto the end of the links. Same as snagging hooks, same process.
I spoke with Ricky Tukuk of Shektulik, who said that the bar needs two people on each side to drag it and another to pull the line in case it catches anything. He said the work is difficult and hard on his feet and back, but that he's glad to be helping. He told me he canceled a trip to Nashville, but that coming to Gullivan was the right choice for him. The search has changed as the weather becomes colder. Dennis Davis of Shishmaref had to stop using his aerial drone because the thickening ice made it too difficult to detect anything below the ice surface. He has been able to focus his efforts instead on the ROV and mapping coordinates for dragging. While the searchers are out on the ice, sisters Maggie Moses and Sharon Locke of Gullivan process food donations from all over Western Alaska. Community members come in and out of the Chinook Eskimo community kitchen with food or to help, including Maggie's brother Peter and niece Brenda.
Here, we got this too.
Maggie estimates they feed about 15 people a day. She has been helping since November 5th. For her and others that I talked to, helping the search was their way to relieve suffering and to help the family in whatever way they can.
If I could take her pain away and give it to me, I would. As long as they're looking for Mike, I'm going to be up here, no matter what. Nobody can tell me to go. Somebody told me to take a rest, and I said, no, I can't. I have to be up here.
Joyce Lee worked as a counselor for years, including experience with search and rescue missions. She shared her advice for working through grief and getting through difficult situations.
You make sure you eat. You make sure you sleep. Rest. Take care of you. Do stuff that will occupy your mind. Wrong ways, alcohol and marijuana. You go out. Do stuff only when you're ready. It's a process. It's time consuming.
Maggie was open about how she gets through.
Mostly prayer. I've been praying. We all hurt, even from another village. All the villages are close.
Multiple people described Mike as kind, devoted to subsistence, and always sharing what he had. The searchers all stressed that they have no intention of stopping. Ultimately, the search seems to be about supporting a community. They help each other and are getting to know each other. They sit down to caribou soup with meat donated from Kotzebue. As they leave, there is laughter and chatter. Wednesday night bingo is about to begin, and despite a long day and incoming storm, there is still time for fellowship. Reporting from Gullivan, I'm Emily Hofstetter.